Now, we go to hear about a law, which is the rule, which is loco parentis. What does it mean? How does it affect people? Well, let's talk to parent Tracy McGuinness. Hello to you, Tracy.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. And this is to do with your son, Brian, and a rule that's in place. Explain.
It is, yeah. My son is Brendan, just to clarify
that. Oh, Brendan. Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Loco parentis, which at the moment it seems is not actually an official policy or rule, but it's one that has been implemented through the HSE. When parents have a child that is eligible and receives in-home nursing respite, and what loco parentis means is that a parent is required then to stay in the home while the nurse is there to provide that respite.
So hold on, you're saying to me that respite is not exactly respite. Respite is you can go to a different part of the house and wait until the nurse goes. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. I've sought clarification from both the disability section within HSE and Simon Harris's office, getting back the same basically kind of canned response, if you would, that they're using a definition of respite which says the respite is specifically from the caring duties. So the nurse is then providing the caring for my son, or for whichever child, of course, that is. And the parent isn't doing the caring for those allotted hours.
Yeah, but you have to stay. You can't sort of nip off and visit your friends or relatives or something. You've
correct.
Got to wait around. That seems bizarre, doesn't it?
It is very bizarre. And I can't get a clear explanation as to, and trust me, I have asked very specific pointed questions via email and Twitter regarding, well, like, why did this start, which it was started, I think, back in 2017, so it's only a couple years in the making.
And is anything to do with, it has to be two people there, you know, when kids cut themselves or something in school, there has to be another person there, you know, there'd have to be two adults as such, rather than leaving a child with one person.
No, I don't think it has to do with that. From what I've heard through the grapevine of, shall we say, various nurses and parents that are in my situation, is that loco parentis, as it applies in the in-home nursing respite, originated from a claim or lawsuit having to do, I don't know if it was a false claim or an actual, you know, valid claim of something happened to one of these children, or allegedly and falsely happened to one of the children that was being cared for in an in-home nursing respite situation. And so this loco parentis has been implemented, so says the rumor in the you know, grapevine, that it's a liability or HSE trying to avoid a liability claim in the future. You know, you can't. And children like my son, Brendan, who have profound care needs, will actually have two people caring for him during respite. It would be an HDA, which is just a care, not just. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to qualify
okay.
it that
yeah.
way. An HDA is a care, and then a nurse. So he would actually, HSE generally requires him to have two people
there.
Because he's quite complex and his medical needs two people for more regulations, require two people if he's being hoisted, which he does have to be. So, or rolling over to change him, reposition him, that kind of thing. So I have asked most recently if one of those two people, either the carer or the nurse, could qualify as the in-loco parentis person. And both of the managers in this region, one for the nursing, one for the HCAs, have said no, they would not let their staff, whichever the in-local apprentice person. So I've been fighting to try and get this this clarified as to if local apprentice is going to be abolished or further implemented across the country, because right now it seems only some counties are actually applying it. Wexford is one of them. I just heard yesterday, actually, with Waterford is now one of them. They weren't before. But like in Kilkenny and Kildare, they don't. So it's kind of like the postcode lottery thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's hit and miss. And tell me, Tracy, I know you love Brendan and you try to give as much care as you can and you do it all the time. But what difference does this rule being implemented make to your life?
Well, it's a matter of me being homebound or not. I'm a lone parent. I don't have family that can come in so I can go out and meet a friend for coffee. We're not even going to discuss going out at night because that just is, you know, a pipe dream. But it's local parentage is especially discriminatory against the lone parent carers out there, because they don't, you know, if you have a spouse, well, that's discriminatory too, because then you can't even go out with your partner under local parentage. You know,
but you've got some hope of getting out the side
the door. Exactly, you could take turns even if you wanted to. But I also have a 10-year-old son, Declan, by the way, is his name.
Right. And what age is Brendan?
Brendan is 14.
Right.
And my Declan is 10, he'll be 11 later this month. But he can't get out of the house then, you see, because I can't take him anywhere. So what good would it do, frankly, for a nurse and a carer to come in here and take care of Brendan for 5 hours once a week, which is probably what will be allotted. It's still actually in the process of being decided and funded. What good is it for us, Declan and myself, to sit here staring at each other for 5 hours while the nurse and the carer are only a couple doors down?
And looking at Declan and his development, I mean, can he get out to sport?
And that is a huge factor in this for me. I don't want to talk too much publicly about Declan because, you know, he's, you know, what you put on the media and it stays there forever.
Absolutely. But your life is so restricted.
It does have a severe impact on him.
And what about your shopping and things like that, or errands that you have to do?
Well, Tesco delivers, thank God. Not to put a plug in for them, but they're the only groceries that they get to
us. Okay.
So I get my groceries that way. I've ordered hardware from hardware shops that deliver. I've ordered, you know, bits and pieces from all different kinds of shops, toy shops for Declan. I have to get everything is online, you know, and that is an added expense.
Yeah, and have you a network of help or anything?
But people are busy in their daily lives, especially nowadays, I think, and I don't get to get out to meet people. Like, we only moved down here to County Wexford from Kinnelow's in January, and I don't know anybody around me because I can't get out to meet anybody. You know, I'm in the home 24/7. I can't even get out with Brendan at the moment because he's still waiting on a custom molded wheelchair seat to be done for him, and it won't be until mid to late July until that's finished, because the process takes months and months. So there's a physical health aspect to this for both me and Declan not being able to get out. There's a mental health aspect to this for us not being able to get out. For the siblings of the disabled children, like my son Declan, it absolutely has an adverse effect on his development as a young boy, a young child, socialization skills, physical activity level, developing of interests outside of the home. And then there's, you know, the parent who can't get out.
I know. And you're not the yeah. only one, because you're part of a group called Profound Ireland. And yes. you mentioned the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, who's in this constituency earlier on. Have you been directly in contact with him?
I have with his office. They did reply once via email, pretty much the basic canned response. I replied back to that response via email, asking for direct, very clear yes or no questions or answers, I should say, as to local apprentice, will it be abolished or is it going to be implemented further, and a couple of other questions, and no reply.
But even though Kilkenny and Kildare have a different regime, so this is not universal.
No, and what I did here, I did speak to somebody that would be more in the know yesterday, who works in the sector of healthcare for disabled children. I'll just leave it at that. From what this person had heard, again, would be in the know, is that it's going to be announced in some long-awaited report about local apprentice in the next few months, that it is going to be implemented countrywide.
Right.
But they're going to try and have this bit of a caveat left there that says parents like myself that absolutely need to get out for a short time, like collecting your child from school.
It can work. Tracy, I'm sorry, but
that's 20 minutes. I mean, I
know. I've got to leave it there on time.
Okay.
But definitely taking a note of all this, and we'll certainly follow it up and return to this subject soon.
That would be great. I've been asking Minister Harris to reply to me on Twitter, and he keeps ignoring me. So if you happen to get get his ear for me, maybe he would do me the respect of answering back, because I would like to know if this is going to be something I have to deal with,
right,
or if I can have something to look forward to.
Tracy McGuinness in Wexford. Thanks very much indeed, Tracy.
Thanks, Declan.
Good morning to you. Thank you. Nice to talk to you.